Edwards, I'm third generation cure master from S. Wallace Edwards and Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at SurreyFarms.com or VirginiaTraditions.com.
Hi, everybody. You are tuned into the HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The show is Flash Talks Cash. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming. And we're all about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'd like to introduce my co-host and my son, Andrew Newman.
Good afternoon.
Hi. And, of course, my engineer and producer, Nat Wiener and Jack Inslee. Thanks, guys. Today's show is an interesting one. You're not going to be surprised. Don't be a fool. Get out of school. So we're going to talk about whether it pays to go on past, well, high school and then after high school, college, and then after college to advanced degrees such as doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. We wanted to get a recent advanced degree candidate in the at the show today, and all we got was Andrew Newman.
Wow. That's really nice. Is that your way of saying I didn't actually get a secondary degree? Or no. I graduated college. All right. You want to just get it out now. Come on, just get it out there. No, tell us all. Tell us all how much schooling you did.
No.
Come on.
I want to let you know that I planned on having a guest.
How many post college degrees do you have?
I only have one.
Which is, you have a master's degree.
I have a master's degree.
That's it. You didn't go for the PhD?
No.
You sure? Because you're giving out a lot of advice on the show here.
Yeah. Well.
Dr. Flesh.
Yeah. Well, that's an, yeah, that'll be an MD. Oh, yeah, that would be good. PhD, it could be a doctor. Right. Cool. I got to think about that. Okay. So we're going to discuss whether going to college is worth it. First, we'll start with that. Going to college, they've done studies after studies after studies after studies. And what do you think the universal answer to that question is, does it pay to go to college, pay tuition? Is it worth it? Do you earn more money?
You're asking me. I don't think so. I didn't need to go to college to do what I do.
So
after you get out of college, you get your first job, yeah, and then they don't even care about, you know, having a college degree, I feel. Do you agree with me on that or no?
Of course not.
Why?
Well,
honestly, all I have is debt. And I learned nothing in college.
You learned nothing.
Nothing.
He was born.
Common sense. I was born intelligent.
Born.
Because I am your son, you know, I have this innate intelligence.
Sometimes I don't think we're even related. So there's been study after study after study after study after study. And they have found that bachelor's degrees earned on average, people who have bachelor's degrees on average earn over $55,000 a year. $22,000 more than the median earnings of a high school diploma.
But that's
a year.
But that's skewed.
Why is that?
Because the people who go to college are usually more intelligent and would make more money anyway.
No.
Why not? If I don't go to college, I could get to where I'm at right now.
I don't think earning money has a lot to do with intelligence. It has to do with training and skills.
So it's a networking thing. You're paying to network.
Nah.
You get the internship, you get the job out.
Nah.
No? You're just in debt.
There's a lot of smart people that don't have degrees. They're smart. They just don't have degrees. So it's been proven time and time. So Drew, you're wrong. So people with a college degree on average earn almost $56,000, while people without a college degree, with a high school diploma, not even talking to somebody who doesn't have a high school diploma, earn almost $22,000 less a year. Put that over, 40 years? You work 40 years. That's a lot of money. That's number one. So it pays to go to college. You can pay that back. And of course, you always have to decide what college you're going to go to, whether you're going to pay something that you can afford or not afford, right? If you go to Ivy League, you're going to pay a lot. Hopefully your earnings correlate to the school you go to. But there's lots of choices when you go to college. You can go to a local college, inexpensive college. And frankly, over the lifetime, there's not that much difference between a local college or state university and the private schools and the more prestigious schools in lifetime earnings. It really evens itself out once you get into your workforce and start working in your career. So you decide how much debt you want to go into. If you make those fancy schools, remember they're pretty expensive, and you're going to make more money initially over lifetime.
So let's get to the postgraduate degrees, since most of our listeners, I assume, are in that bracket at this point.
Well, we got to say that in New York, we have a lot of people with bachelor's degrees.
Of course.
And then the big question is, and it's not right when you get out of school, it's later on, but let me just finish my little talk about the people with degrees.
You're big into facts today, huh?
I'm into facts.
Okay.
Women with college degrees earn 79% more than women with high school diplomas. So women, and I'm talking from that world, there's a big difference whether you get a degree or not, okay? Men make 74% more. So, you know, it pays to go to college. No matter how you cut it, it pays to go to college. And another important factor is in this recession, and it's all the time, people who with college degrees have a less likelihood of being unemployed than people without college degrees. So your unemployment rates are much higher with people without college, with high school diplomas, and people without even high school diplomas. So the more educated you are, the less likely you're going to be unemployed. And in this day and age, there's a lot of unemployment, and if you didn't go to college, you have a high likelihood of being unemployed. Now, let's assume now everybody agrees. I hope I changed your mind, Andrew.
Not really.
That college is worth it, and that now you're getting out of college and you are deciding to start your career or to continue going to school, or start your career and then maybe later on continuing your schooling. Back in the 90s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000, people really, really started going to law school, business school, medical school. I don't know if they increased in medical school, but law school, there was a surplus of lawyers in the 80s, and MBAs became very popular in the 90s and the 2000s because there was a lot of money to be made in those schools. And tuitions, although they were high, they weren't off the charts. But as those professions made more money, the tuition exceeded inflation by a humongous number. So now when you decide to go to law school or go to business school, you have to pay a lot of tuition. So is it worth it?
I don't even want to go to college.
But you went to college.
I understand that. But the debt I took on there was more than I wanted. So why would I take on more debt? It's like another $100,000.
Frankly, the job you're doing now, you couldn't have done without a college degree.
Yes, I could have.
Nah.
I think we should go back to apprenticeships. I think it would be a fantastic idea.
Well, I remember when you were in college, you delivered pies.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, and you made, what, $10 an hour?
Yeah.
That's what you get when you don't have a college degree.
But
those are the jobs you get.
I could have started out, but all right, so when I started accounting work, I had no relevant knowledge or experience in the field.
That's not true, because you took business courses. So you had some business
background. It was just common sense.
No, it wasn't. You think it's common sense. That's where you go wrong. It's
but not I feel sense. You can learn the same things.
Have you met other bookkeepers who don't have college degrees and
yes.
how much money they make?
I don't know what they make.
They make less than you.
I assume. That's just because I'm smarter.
Okay. No. It has nothing to do with that.
Really?
It has to do
no
with...
No one's ever asked me for a resume.
Yeah. Well, because you're well-educated and you sound well-educated and they believe you and you're confident. So let's go on to...
Well, you asked me a question. I answered your question. Why are you breaking my chops today? You're picking on me. You're picking on everyone. I don't like this today.
I'm not picking on anybody.
You're picking on me. You're picking on me.
What did you? You know, you.
I'm a little stressed today. I'm sorry. I had two cups of coffee. A little stressed. A little agitated. I got this flight tonight. I got to get on the plane. You know, I'm just a little frazzled here. I'm sorry, Flesh.
Yeah. Get over it. Now we
Stop
got.
Stop picking on me.
We're graduated college. Now, do you go to law school? Do you go to business school? Andrew says
no.
No. He always says no, but Flash doesn't always agree.
There's a surplus of all these people now. Yes. Well, everyone's just going back to school to hide from the recession.
That might be the case for a lot of people. Let's just
especially
take this
these lawyers.
Let's just take this first group of people, the people who are very passionate about the thing that they want to do. If they want to be a doctor, or they want to be a lawyer, and they've always wanted to be it, or they want to be something that requires an advanced degree. Ah, teachers. Teachers need master's degrees too. So let's assume that that group of people just, that doesn't matter what it costs, it doesn't matter how much you're going to make, because this is what they want to do. You're going to give that group an okay?
Of course.
Okay, great. Well, there we go.
If that's your dream,
yeah,
go for it.
Right, right. And frankly, I don't know that anybody goes to medical school just to stay in school and get out of the workforce.
No, because you have to go to undergrad and get all the prepared and everything.
Well, with not only that, there's medical school, there's
residency.
Oh, it's like
residency. It's a 15-year process.
So you're saying doctors should be excluded, medical school should be excluded from
doctors,
this.
Doctors, teachers, if you want to go that route, that's fine. Teachers don't ever make much money, so if that's your dream, go for it.
And doctors don't make that much money
they
anymore.
Do once not they're done with their residency.
Not that much.
I heard some things and it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, and the doctors used to do really well. The lawyers have taken over, and Wall Street
lawyers,
bankers.
But there's so many lawyers nowadays.
So now Andrew wants to talk about lawyers.
No, you brought up lawyers. I hate lawyers. There's too many of them.
Is it worth going to law school? So the average law school costs $30,000 a year. Multiply that times 3 years, you're talking 90,000, say 100,000 with fees, right? Not even living there. You're assuming you're commuting, right? You're out of the workforce for 3 years, right?
So you need living expenses too.
And right. So the average lawyer law school costs almost $150,000.
Sounds about right.
Because you have to support yourself somehow while you're going to law school. Let's just give you some numbers out there. Outside of New York City, starting salary for a lawyer is $145,000 a year. You can add $20,000 for other perks.
Wait, what?
Yep. And
no way.
Yep. Top school, major law firms.
Major law firms.
Yes, I'm talking major law firms.
Yeah, but how many jobs are those?
Let me just finish.
I'm sorry.
And in New York City, your starting salary could be $160,000 plus another $40,000 in perks and fringes. So this is a great starting salary. Of course, you have to come out of the top schools. And of course, you have to be in the top 25% of the top schools to get those jobs. Okay? Yale, by the way, which is the top law school in America these days, is $48,000 and change. Say $50,000 a year tuition. Okay? Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Now you're out of the workforce 3 years. Is it really worth it? You can expect to work 50 to 60 hours a week, and 70 to 80 is not unreasonable. That's every week, all year round, for about 8 years to become a partner, and that's when you've arrived. Now, you're making a nice salary when you become a partner, but you have really devoted an awful lot of time to this career, this profession. It's a lot of money, and you're still paying off this $150,000 in debt over that 8 years.
Well, with that kind of pay, I hope you've paid it off after the 8 years when you reach partner.
Yeah, but you know, you have a lot of expenses. You have to live in a nice apartment.
No,
you have to live in a nice apartment. You're not making $150,000 a year and living in a rent controlled apartment in New York City.
Why not?
Because you got to have a nice place to crash. Because when you're home for 20 minutes a night, you want to surround yourself.
So why would
nice
you surround yourself with an expensive place if you're never home?
Well,
see, where did I come from? Where? I want to know.
So Andrew and I don't agree on anything. So there are other options. Obviously, not everybody gets those top jobs. The average lawyer in the country makes $58,000 to $110,000 a year. That's not too much to pay back $150,000 in debt. That's going to take a long time. These are people nationwide, could be working for a private company, could be working in government, could be on your own, a sole practitioner. By the way, those people do pretty well too. If you're, you know, aggressive,
if you're successful,
successful lawyer, you can make a nice living. You also have to weigh how much happiness you get from your work and how much happiness you get from making more or less money. That's a really big, big, big deciding factor, right? So nowadays in this economy, lawyers are being, the law schools are jammed because people aren't finding jobs right out of college. They're going to law school to defer the inevitable, having to look for a job. There's an excess of supply of lawyers. There's lots of lawyers that can't find jobs coming out of law school these days. And this includes business schools too. Same thing. Wall Street is laying off people. Finance jobs are being cut back left and right since the recession. And I got to tell you, I have met, I've been around the block a little bit longer than Andrew. I have met tons of people doing other jobs than being lawyers. They went to law school. They practiced law. They didn't like it. They got out. It's not uncommon. Law is not for everybody. It sounds like it could be a good job. And then there's so many people who don't like the work. There are all lots of different opportunities being a lawyer. You don't have to just be a litigator like you do see on TV. There's a million different opportunities. And lawyers do a lot of different things. But there are a lot of lawyers who don't want to be lawyers after going through all that rigorous education and working.
I feel like you should get out there a little bit before you go for your postgraduate degrees and, you know, figure out what you want to do with your life rather than just jumping at something else. And you might not be happy in what you do once you get there. So
I couldn't agree more wholeheartedly.
Wow, we agree.
And frankly, most business schools don't want people right out of college. They want them to have some experience working before they come on board and start studying for their master's program.
I just totally agree with you there.
One last thing I wanted to say. You know, there's a misconception. I'm going to say misconception. They said you should go to the best law school, college, master's program, graduate school, any that you can get yourself into, regardless with whether you can afford it or not. And that's absolutely not true. You can't get yourself, A, into that much debt, and B, when you get into the most elite schools, the competition's so fierce, and if you graduate middle to the bottom of an elite school, it's going to be much harder for you to get a job than if you went to a less than elite school and graduated in the top part of the class. So paying all that money to go to the best school, and you might not be the best, and you're paying a lot of money, isn't always the best advice.
Okay.
All right.
I just think, you know, that could be a push for some people to do even better, and the competition.
Well,
it depends on your nature.
Right.
Depends on your nature.
But
I
most
feel.
People who go to law school are pretty highly motivated people. Should be anyway.
Well, they should be, but I feel like a lot of people are going to these postgraduate degrees and programs,
yeah,
just to avoid go looking to for a job, and right, there get is no jobs.
Right.
So they do they're this not, instead, and then they're less than competitive once they get there, yeah, because they're just deferring life at that point rather than.
True.
And also, just note. You know, keep saying about the $150,000, but most of these people will be also paying off their undergraduate debt as well. That, so it could be upwards of $250,000.
Right. You're absolutely right. That's a big component of this.
You know, I that's why I really think you should get out there, you know, get some life experience, learn, pay down some of your debt, and mm-hmm, then figure out if that's what you want to do, because then you have to take on all this more debt.
Right.
So my opinion there.
So Flash says, don't be a fool, get out of school. And one last thing, you know, we could use more mechanics in this country. Not everybody needs to be the most highly skilled, highly educated people. We could use some plumbers and some carpenters.
We have plenty of those too.
No, we don't have enough of those.
What about the American dream?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire.
Oh, you could
everyone, be rich.
You could be a millionaire and be a plumber.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But it would take you a while.
No,
but,
you could be a plumber and make millions. I've seen plumbers do better than lots of people who have bachelor's degrees and some advanced degrees.
Oh, so you can make that much money,
not everybody
without going
to
school.
College. Huh? Not everybody. But if you're smart, you should use your brain and use it instead of. Generally speaking, people who become mechanics and plumbers are not college material. That's how it's kind of split.
I don't believe that.
Okay, let's take a break now. We'll be back in a minute to finish this up.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez. And yes, barely passed any and every class. Looking at every app, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash.
I am shocked that you picked that song for the break.
Listen, Drew.
You're getting out there, I see,
I am extremely multi-talented. I could do it all.
I'm not doubting your talents. I'm just doubting your musical choices. You're a lot more eclectic than I thought.
Well, see, I never cease to amaze you and lots of other people.
Well, you ceased amazing me a while ago, but you just showed a glimmer right there, and I was impressed.
Okay. So let's just wrap this up.
I think you don't even have to go to college, man. That's my opinion.
I think that's
really a foolish opinion, but it's my opinion.
A really dopey blanket statement.
Like that lawyer. What's that lawyer thing? The person who represents themselves is represented by a fool.
Right. Yeah. Next week, I just want to bring it up. Next week, we're having the FBI come. She's going to talk about mortgage fraud. Cordell James, tune in. It's going to be live next Thursday, 4:30 to 5 p.m., and she's going to tell us what the FBI is doing. Actually, they're arresting people and putting people in jail. White-collar crime.
News.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff going around about mortgages again this week because the banks are doing some dirty stuff, right? So we have a question this week for the show. Andrew's going to read it. I hope he does a good job reading that.
You want to read the whole thing?
Read the whole thing. Who's it from?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Long-term health insurance, was thinking about buying coverage for myself, which would give me $6,000 per month coverage with a 5% annual increase compounded for inflation with lifetime benefit. It would cost me $175 a month. Payments will have to be made until I'm 65, so that would cost me total $70,992. If I waited to get coverage until I'm 40, allowing for any changes in premiums, it would cost me $224 a month until I'm 65, so $67,200. So clearly, I can make an argument in either direction here. I am erring on the side of conservatism. That's a tough word. On this one, mostly. One, who knows if I'll ever marry, which means that I may not have kids, which means that if I'm old and incapacitated, I'm toast. Two, people in our family, and for me on both sides, seem to live forever, which is great if you're healthy, not so great if not. However, arguments can be made that, one, I may get married and have kids one day, and that the whole point of having kids is that they are built-in retirement plan for me when you get old. No. And two, healthcare may completely and utterly change before I could make use of this policy. Do you think that a long-term care insurance plan is a wise investment for someone my age? Do you think I should wait longer to purchase it? Do you think it's worth purchasing one at all? And apparently Nicole's 30.
One.
31. Sorry.
31. She's 31. When I got that email, Nicole, you're nuts. She's nuts.
What is this long-term thing?
Long-term care disability premiums. Insurance. It's an insurance policy. So when you grow old, and we have to go to a nursing home or something, they don't get your assets. You know, if you go into a nursing home, Medicare examines your assets, and they could take your house to pay for your home care, nursing home care and all of that. So this is an insurance policy. So if you ever have to go into a nursing home, your assets stay intact. I think she's nuts. She's 40 years away from retiring.
I've never heard of this, so I can't even offer any bit of advice on this.
But you do see what she said, the point of having kids.
Well, she's crazy about that too, apparently. So she has kids so that they're a retirement plan.
Built in, not retirement. Oh, yeah, retirement plan. Well, really, really, health care.
Now, so that her kids are going to take care of her when she's old is what she's saying.
She's delusional.
Well, that's sure as hell not happening here between you and I. You better hope Natasha takes you, because it's definitely not coming from this end.
Oh, God, if I was...
I'm lucky if I have two nickels to rub together at that point.
Yeah, well, it's not about the money. It's the care.
Well,
I'm
saying, how am I going to pay to take care of you?
I don't know.
I don't want you to.
I don't think you would take good care of me. I think you might call Kevorkian.
Wait, you have money? You're going to have money at that point? Because you keep telling me, I'm going to spend it all before I die. Spend it all.
Well, I said if I have the money.
I'm even throwing my hands in the air right now because you're crazy.
If I have the money, I don't trust you. You'd pull the plug on me. No doubt. You'd say I had enough for you. We don't agree, and you would fight with me and pull the plug. So Nicole, stop it. Take the money and do something more interesting for a 31-year-old than buying long-term care. Yeah, you're right. We have no idea what the health care is going to be. You have no idea where you're going to be in life. And I don't really want you to even think about this. This is nuts. Go on a nice vacation. Buy a new house, a fancy car. I don't know. Send some money to your cousin.
Wow, you just threw it out there that she's related to us.
She's related to us. Okay. She's nuts. Okay, so
I wonder where she gets that from.
Not.
I think it's the women in the family.
Oh, maybe. Well,
you're all crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're good with money. She's good with money.
I got that, but she's also crazy like you.
No. So anyway, now we have a fact or fiction segment. We're going to see how much Andrew knows about what's going on in the financial world.
I'm excited that this is replacing...
So today I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to tell me if it's true or false.
How many questions?
We'll see how many we have to do today. I think three or four.
Okay.
First of all, you know, I grew up in a time when women didn't make nearly as much money as men did. Now things have completely changed. Women now earn decent salaries. They can they make good money. They still don't make as much money as men when you measure dollar for dollar. But
rightfully so.
But anyway, there are lots of women out there making good big bucks. So the question is, when women now, I'm talking about now, here and now, when women make more money than men, and assuming you're married or in a committed relationship, is the man more likely to cheat on his wife or girlfriend or not?
Is it a true or false question?
Yeah, you're going to tell me. Is a man more likely to cheat or not? You tell me, yes, he'll cheat. No, he won't
cheat. I don't think he'll cheat.
So Andrew says, woman makes more money, man,
Well, I could go either way on this one.
You gotta go one way or the other.
Because he could feel inadequate, so he would cheat and prove his manhood that way, or he could be very happy that someone else is taking care of him, depending on the man.
So you're going to go with man cheats or man doesn't, more likely
based on man's simple nature, I would have to say he probably would cheat.
He would cheat because
he feels inadequate.
Because his woman is making more money.
Yes.
So the answer is yes, he'll be more likely to cheat.
We are simple creatures at nature.
Okay. So here's the other side of it. When a man makes more money than a woman, is she more likely to cheat or not cheat?
No, I don't think she's going
to
cheat.
It has nothing to do with the amount of money he makes.
No.
Well, you're right. I'm surprised.
I'm shocking you, stumping you.
You're really surprising me. All right, here's another one.
Oh, by the way, if my woman was making more than me, I wouldn't cheat on her.
Well, that's what you say now, but you never know.
I think I'm secure enough based on my upbringing.
Well, it could also, I don't know.
You know, I had a great role model for a female who makes a lot of money growing up, so it made me feel better.
Yeah, that's true.
I just threw you an underhanded compliment, and you just said, yeah, that's true.
What do you want me to say? Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, what did you say? You said I make a lot of money, and what happened?
And you're a great role model for me growing up.
Ah.
See, you don't even listen to me. We're on the radio show. This is why I went on talk outside of it.
Well, you know, I didn't really think that you would
actually. Let's go to the next question. Come on.
Okay. So do you know about the Chinese drywall problem?
No, I heard about a Chinese traffic jam for 9 days.
No.
Okay.
This has been going on for a few years now. You know, during the housing boom, in America, and it happened mostly down south, Florida, Louisiana, and Arizona, places like that, where there was a big boom going on. They bought wallboard, you know, plasterboard from China.
Okay.
That they supplied the plasterboard, gotcha. Right? So the question. So then they found that there was poison in the sheetrock. That's what it is.
Asbestos?
Poison. Poison coming out and making the people in the house sick.
In America here?
Yeah, in the South, yeah.
Okay.
So the question is the government...
What's the question?
I'm going to tell you.
Get the question out.
You don't even know about that,
right?
Come
on, Sparky.
So now the question... So now these people have to rip all the Chinese drywall out and replace it because it's poisonous. It's making them sick.
Okay. Never heard of this.
Well, now the question is, what do you think the government's doing regarding your taxes regarding this, regarding the Chinese wall board?
How is this a true or false question?
No, I'm asking
this you. So you want my opinion on the matter?
No, it's not your opinion. I want to know, what do you think the government is doing anything for these people?
By reimbursing them because...
No,
why would they?
Is the government helping them in any way?
Our backward government, yes, they probably are giving them money. My opinion?
How?
I don't know, tax credit?
Right. So that's your answer.
And that's my guess, but I don't think we should. You want my opinion on it?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't want your opinion.
I think these people should have a class action suit against the people who built the houses.
In China?
No, the people who built the houses.
Oh, the builders? They're long gone.
All right, then.
And the insurance companies aren't paying.
Why not?
Because the insurance companies don't pay for a lot of things.
I hate insurance.
They collect premiums and they don't pay.
I hate insurance. Go ahead. All right, tell us
what
happened.
So the answer is now you can write that off on your tax return as a casualty loss.
There you go. I'm smart.
Now. The next question is,
pegged it.
Can you write the sicknesses off as a medical expense?
Why not? You write off all your medical expenses.
So the answer is no, they haven't proven that you're really getting sick from the Chinese wallboard.
Well, you can still write off the out-of-pocket expenses.
But they said no.
Wait, if I get sick of any other cause...
Well, they said it's like psychosomatic.
So you can write off a therapist.
They said you're not really sick from the Chinese wool, but I don't know. The medical expense is still out there. It's not
approved.
Wait,
that makes no sense. If I go to a doctor, whether or not I'm sick or not, it's out-of-pocket expenses for me. I should be able to write that off.
Okay. We have one more question.
I was...
I don't know.
Why don't you listen to me ever? And stop laughing at me.
Oh, okay.
My God.
Listen to one more question.
You're lucky we're almost done, or else I would have walked out. This was earlier.
One more question, okay? You know those firms that advertise you have IRS debt? We can cut your IRS debt down to nothing, to pennies.
We talked about this.
Are they in fact capable of doing that or not?
Yes, you talked about this on the show.
And what did I say?
You said there's one particular case where you can get it knocked down, but most people don't fit into that category, so they usually won't be able to help you.
The firm. So you think the firms are...
You said they can do it in certain cases, but most of the time you do not fit into the program.
So you're saying the firms are no good.
It's a bait and switch.
A bait and switch. Good answer, Drew. You were listening.
I pay attention. Do you not remember this part of this show?
Yeah, I remember.
What's the program?
An offer and compromise.
There you go. That's right. I forgot that.
So the firms out there that swear they can lower your IRS debt are full of you know what crap. And now the SEC and the Consumer Affairs and all those federal agencies are coming after them because one guy in California, I forget the name of his company. I'll tell you the name of his company. $30 million he made over the past few years collecting fees. I can't think of the name. Oh, American Tax Relief of Beverly Hills. So he's only one firm of many firms that go out there and do it. Don't fall for it. It's
nonsense.
But what
about the credit debt?
Credit repair?
Yeah, like
be careful
do
about
that, stuff.
That. Be careful about that.
Okay. All right, well, we got to go.
Well, we got to go. I just want to say we'll be back next week with the lady from the FBI.
Hey, guys. For yes. those keeping score at home, we're counting Andrew 3 correct answers. So he's 3 for 3 today.
Thank you, Jack. We need a scoreboard.
We didn't stump the champ.
That's smart.
That's the champ.
That's smart. See, you see that? Who need college?
He went to college.
Who need college?
Thank you, Jack. See you guys next week.